Tiger!
Order, order.
Returning from a three-week adjournment, members of Parliament gathered in their debating chamber at 2 p.m. on Tuesday to hear this announcement from the Speaker, David Carter.
Honourable members, I have received from the Electoral Commission a writ dated 14 April 2015 declaring Right Honourable Winston Peters to be elected to represent the electorate of Northland.
With Mr Peters taking the electorate seat, left vacant after the resignation of Nationals Mike Sabin, Mr Carter announced a replacement for the New Zealand First Leader's list seat.
I have received from the Electoral Commission a return declaring Rhea Iris Daphne Bond to be elected a Member of Parliament to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Right Honourable Winston Peters from his list seat. I understand that Rhea Bond is present and wishes to take the oath. Would she please come forward to the chair on my right?
Sworn in on Tuesday, Rhea Bond took her seat in the chamber the next day, welcomed to the New Zealand First benches by her caucus colleague, Clayton Mitchell.
Our newest member, Rhea Bond, who sits here beside us. What a fantastic person to have as part of our caucus, to now make up 10% of this debating chamber, 12 members in the House, and this party, New Zealand First, continues to grow, being the fastest growing political movement in the country at the moment.
A hairdresser from Invercargill, Rhea Bond, takes the New Zealand First Party's numbers in the House to an even dozen. National is now down to 59, and the total number of MPs is back up to 121. The small but potentially significant effect on the government's majority became apparent when National called on its satellite parties, ACT, United Future and the Māori Party, for support to win a division on a money supply bill at the end of the nine-hour financial review debate on Wednesday night.
The ayes are 63, the noes are 58. The bill will be read a third time.
Assistant Speaker Trevor Mallard with the result of the final vote on the Appropriation 2013-14 Confirmation and Validation Bill. The government's majority secured thereby formal agreements with the three minor parties, one of which failed to vote when the third and final reading of the Immigration Amendment Bill No. 2 ended the next day. The result announced this time by the other Assistant Speaker, Lindsay Tisch.
Members, the ayes are 61, the noes are 58. The motion is agreed to.
National this time supported by Just ACT and United Future and opposed by all other parties except the Māori Party, which failed to vote. And the Immigration Amendment Bill was the only other bill passed this week in which the first 2 days were almost all taken up with the financial review debate, expanded to 9 hours this year. There was also the general debate on Wednesday in which opposition references to the Prime Minister's apology for pulling on the ponytail of a waitress at his local cafe drew this exasperated complaint from Education Minister Hekia Parata.
Mr Speaker, it's really rather sad and depressing that the opposition uses this general debate in this House of Parliament at a really sad attempt of comedic performance.
Apart from Hekia Parata, a government frontbench with several empty seats this week was keen to talk about anything but ponytails and was helped by opposition questions about two quite major policy initiatives, one confirmed by Finance Minister Bill English in response to this question from Labour's Carmel Cipollone.
Does the Minister intend to establish a voucher system for social services in New Zealand?
Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, yes, we are underway establishing a voucher system, particularly for people with disabilities. It's called Enabling Good Lives. It's been broadly welcomed by the disability sector.
The second was from the Minister for Housing New Zealand, Nick Smith, confirming the transfer of 2,800 state houses to the Tamaki Redevelopment Company in response to questions from his Labour shadow, Phil Twyford.
How will forcing the fledgling Tamaki Redevelopment Company, which has no experience of being a landlord, to become one of the biggest landlords in the country, help it to deliver on a large and complex urban renewal project to get aspiring homeowners into their first home?
Honourable Dr Nick Smith.
Mr Speaker, I think anybody in this House who's met Brian Donnelly, the Chair of the Housing Foundation of New Zealand, would have huge confidence in him, his board, and their new Chief Executive, John Holyoake, who has extensive housing development.
And in the committee rooms, a heated exchange between Professor Jane Kelsey and National MP David Bennett at a hearing of submissions on the proposed free trade agreement between New Zealand and South Korea.
I'm sorry, Mr Bennett, but have you read the literature on this?
You're shaking your head. You can shake your head if you've read the literature.
If you want to try and pull rank. Or,
yes, I will pull rank. Well, I'm a professor who teaches this stuff.
Yeah, well, I think you're wrong. Yeah.
I'm very happy to rebut whatever information you put in front of me.
More on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.